Hello, it's Janae, and this is your Body Awakening Adventure. So today, we are going to do another breathing exercise, and this one is going to be for you to be able to connect with breathing into your belly and then breathing into your pelvis. So it's important to be able to breathe deeply into our body so that we can increase the oxygen and allow more sensation into our body. And what I want to tell you is that if, when you start doing this exercise, it makes you anxious or it makes you feel uncomfortable or in some way not safe, just stop it and go back to the diaphragmatic breathing exercise, the very gentle diaphragmatic breathing exercise that I taught at the very first, on the very first day or second day. All right, so to do this, I'm gonna suggest that you're lying down someplace comfortably. You can be on a bed or on a sofa or on a yoga mat on the floor, but just someplace where you're comfortable and also warm. So covering yourself with a blanket, making sure you have socks on if it's chilly, just make sure that the temperature feels warm enough for you. Beautiful. And just gently close your eyes. And again, if it feels uncomfortable or unsafe for you to do this with your eyes closed, open your eyes. It's all perfect. This is what your body needs. Remember, we're listening to our body. So feel your body on the ground or on the sofa. Notice all of the places where your body is making contact. Good. Feel your butt connecting to a surface. And without changing anything, just noticing your breath. Just noticing how it rises and it falls. Notice what part of your body is moving when you breathe. Most of us really breathe mostly in our upper part of our diaphragm, right, in our chest. And we tend to have relatively shallow breath. You can breathe deeply without having to breathe fast, but you can still breathe very deeply. So just place your hand on the center of your chest for a moment and just feel your breath. Sometimes we have a tendency to hold our breath. That's super, super common, especially if we're feeling anxious or our body is contracted in some way. And just notice if that's something that's a common occurrence for you, of holding your breath. Good. So just feeling your chest rise and fall with every breath. Also noticing your back body, right? Like our other exercise, noticing the back body as you're breathing. Good. Now take one of your hands and place it on your belly. Good. And what I want you to do on your inhale, I want you to push your belly out, like create a Buddha belly on your inhale. And on your exhale, it's just going to naturally contract. So let's inhale into your belly and exhale. Good. And again, inhale and exhale. Good. Notice your jaw. See if you can relax your jaw. We also all tend to hold a lot of tension in our jaw. And when we hold tension in our jaw, we're also usually holding tension in our butt and tension in our pelvis. And just notice if you can relax your jaw a little bit. Just have your mouth just a little bit open. Good. And just gently breathing in and out from your belly. Continuing to feel your hand move on your inhale as your belly expands, and on your exhale. Good. So let's think about, on your inhale, doing a count of four. So you're inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4. And on your exhale, we're gonna do a count of 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So the exhale is longer than the inhale, okay? So inhale, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Continuing inhaling and exhale. And I want you to encourage you to do this not through your nose, but through your mouth. So it doesn't have to be a big breath, but I do want you to breathe through your mouth. Breathing through your mouth keeps you out of your head and more in your body, right? So let's inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. Great. Now I want you, encourage you, take your hand and just place it in your pelvic area, right? It can be right over your pelvis, because we're going to now be breathing into our pelvis, okay? So this is a little deeper place. Like, notice where this area is. You might feel this breath coming all the way from your genitals, or maybe even through your, from your perineum, right? But we can actually breathe deeply into the pelvic area, the pelvic bowl that we have, right? So let's try this. Imagine, if you will, that you have a mouth in this area, and you kind of do, regardless of what your anatomy is. There's a hole, right, in the genitals. And I want you to just imagine that you're bringing air in from your genitals, from your pelvic bowl, and then you're letting it back out of the genitals, out of the pelvic bowl, okay? So same thing, we're just gonna do this nice, easy breathing, 4 counts in and 8 counts out. So let's try this and just see if you can feel how your pelvis moves when you actually can bring your breath a little bit deeper, right? Not necessarily harder or faster, but literally deeper into your body, because your diaphragm goes fairly deep. And when you actually breathe deeply into your diaphragm, you are, and the diaphragm is connected to the pelvis, you are moving your pelvis as well. Okay, so let's try that. So breathing in and exhaling. Good. And breathing in and exhaling. Good. Breathe in 2, 3, 4 and exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And again, breathe in, mouth open, jaw relaxed. This will allow more breath to flow into your pelvis. If your jaw is relaxed, because it means that your pelvis will be more relaxed. Your whole pelvic floor relaxes and your butt relaxes when your jaw is also not tight. And continue to breathe. Good. Now, you may or may not find that your body just naturally wants to do a little bit of a rocking movement. And if that shows up, great. The pelvis wants to rock a little bit, sort of back and forth. And if that feels natural to you, you can just do that. And if it doesn't, just keep on breathing and ignore that instruction. Good. Notice any sensations you're feeling in your body. Notice what you're feeling in your belly. Notice what you're feeling in your chest. Notice what you may be feeling in your pelvic area. Maybe you're feeling some warmth. Maybe you're not feeling anything, just being aware. Let's do this 3 more times. And let it go. And inhaling. Still making sure that your belly is expanding on these inhales as well, right? Your belly is just an extension of the pelvic area here. Good. Excellent. Deeper breath brings more oxygen into our body, and more oxygen is in our body. It goes to all of our nerve cells and our capillaries, and it allows these nerve cells to have more sensation. So body awakening is about how do we first get the nervous system to calm down and relax so that it can start to awaken. And then how do we begin to bring more sensation into the body? And using breath to bring more oxygen into the body, and the oxygen feeds the nerve endings, and then the nerve endings start feeling more sensation, is one of the important ways in which our body starts to awaken. So I want to encourage you to, you can keep on doing this exercise, even though I'm going to shut off the recording, because it feels really good. And I also want you just to notice, if you're finished, what your sensations are in your body. Just map what feels different for you from when you began this exercise to when you stopped it. And I'll also tell you, and this is true for all of these exercises, but particularly for the breathing exercises, the more that you do them, you'll notice more and more changes. So while I know this is a sequential program, what I'd love for you to be able to do, and you'll get more impact out of it, is if you can find time in your week or in your day to do more than one exercise, but particularly focusing on the breathing exercises. They're going to be very impactful for you. So I will see you tomorrow.